truck. Okay, I'm going to, recording of the meeting is going to start. And this meeting is, it's being recorded. All council members, please cast your vote loudly. Trust and kindness should be the foundation of all interactions in the municipality of Sheenborough. Abusive language, shouting, and harassment in any form are unacceptable and will not be tolerated. Every individual deserves to feel safe, valued, and heard, regardless of the situation. Okay, thank you. I need someone to approve the agenda as presented. Everybody got their agenda and had time to read it. I forgot to take, we're missing one councillor here.
Oh, yeah. So Councillor Morris.
Councillor Morris is missing. He'll probably just be a bit late.
You need somebody to approve the
agenda. I need somebody to approve the agenda.
I don't approve it, but I see the Trout Lake Road's on tonight, so is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to approve it, but the last time I approved it didn't work, so okay. I'm approving it anyway.
You'll approve it? Okay. John? Everybody in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Lorna?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, declaration of conflict. Any conflicts of interest? It is vital that council recognizes any situation where your interests may compromise the integrity of the counseling process or the trust of those you serve. Please be mindful of the ethics course that every member of council has taken. Thank you. Okay, and we'll move on to number five. Minutes regular for the regular meeting, the February 4th. Did everybody get a chance to read them?
Yeah.
I need somebody to approve the minutes.
I'll do that.
Lorna?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, questions from the public. We have a 15 minutes. Mr. Bertrand?
Hello, Greg Bertrand, Trout Lake Road. My question is, out of all of the roads in the municipality currently being maintained in the wintertime, how many of those roads are not registered municipal roads?
As far as I'm aware, they're all registered, but
I don't know that off the top of my head.
I don't know that.
I can look it up.
Thank you.
Mr. Allure?
Good evening, how are you? My biggest question is, the last meeting, Trout Lake was disallowed from being put on the agenda. Is there a municipal bylaw or that allowed that to happen? Or she was trying to put that on or something and wasn't allowed to put it on?
It was put on during the council meeting.
But I'm talking prior to the meeting.
Do you want me to answer?
Yep, you can. But I was going to say it has to get approved.
Yeah, when the agenda comes forward, council has a choice to adopt it or not. So it's well within their right.
So they're in the right to do that?
Yeah.
So is there a bylaw that states that? Or?
No, it's an actual law.
Yeah, but you should, like a number or is there
anything? Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
Can you send me that in an email? I appreciate that. I'm going to just go back to the October meeting with the snowmobile club, or the bike trail, when we were here talking about it. Evelyn mentioned that the bike trail was a lifeline for herself, Doris, and Joyce. Can you explain what she meant by that? You said you were in conflict.
I was in a conflict?
You did say you were in conflict.
I think so.
I don't remember saying I was in a conflict. Why would I
be
in a
conflict?
She
said it was a lifeline for Joyce, Doris, and herself. And you said, shh, I'm in conflict. I was just wondering what you meant by you were in conflict.
Oh, I don't own, I do own an ATV. And when I do go ATVing, I do buy a pass. But I couldn't see, I'd be like any other citizen.
No,
I can't recall that. And even names mentioned, and I don't know that Mrs. Sullivan would like names, her name mentioned.
Well, they're looking to get funding for it, and she said that the bike trail in Somerville Park was a lifeline for herself, Joyce, and Doris, and you said, shh, I'm in conflict.
The only thing I recall, which doesn't make, like, was something about ATV, and the mayor likes to go ATV, and but it was just a comment.
Okay, I just was wondering what you...
No, I certainly was not in a conflict.
Okay.
Okay.
So, anyway, also, was there any news on making the Trout Lake Road, looking into making it a local too?
I haven't gotten any response yet. I've also just messaged for inquiries, but they haven't told me to move forward more. I did reach out asking for the steps.
Okay. So it's a possibility.
I have no idea. They haven't even responded at all. So I don't know.
Okay, so nothing back?
Nothing back on that, no.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Payment of the bills. Did everybody get a chance to look at the... After the bills, I think they were forwarded to everyone. Dick is making the motion.
I just noticed one thing. The license plates for the truck, holy man, they're high. Except for the $700.
Well, remember originally we got a bill back and they said they had categorized it wrong, is that what it was?
Yeah.
They didn't put the right amount of cylinders the original time. So this is the true cost every year.
Well, it's an 8-cylinder, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I imagine it.
HDF 250.
Yeah.
HDF 250.
Yeah, it's an eight.
Yeah. Well, the last one, it seems high. $696.10 for pleats.
I know.
Yep.
What
a day for your truck.
$350. But I got a burn plate. That's different.
Yeah. I know we were paying close to $400 for our truck.
Okay.
That was back a few years ago.
How much was it then?
It was $350 some bucks or something. Yeah. So. Okay, it doesn't surprise me. This is commercial.
Bible Green is picking up the garbage now?
Yeah, they have been for a bit now.
Oh, okay, for some time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. Yeah. So far, so good with them.
Okay, Dick made that motion. All in favor?
Yep.
Karen, yeah. Okay, number 7B, our financial statements, and we have Monsieur Thibault here to present. Hi.
Hi. I only have one copy if you want to share. Yeah, sure, please.
Things would be easier for you to welcome.
Okay. So tonight, I'll present you the Camden financial statement for the year end 2023, December 31st, 2023. You know it's a Camden financial statement, so I do not present the whole package, the 84 pages. So the only thing I will present tonight will be the statement of incomes, the financial position of the municipality, and the accumulated surplus in detail, okay? So first of all, we'll start with the statement of incomes. So as usual, I always present the budget 2023, the actual and the previous years. So I present a summary of the revenue and the operating expense. So for the revenue, the taxes, the budget was 751,289 and the actual 2023, 757,681. So the difference is really low, it's the mise à jour du rôle. For the grants in year of tax, 48,424 for the budget and 48,791 for actual. But variation is really low. For the grant, $546,755 as budget 2023, and the actual 2023, $540,040. Service provided, $3,000 budget, $3,000 actuals. Assessment of rights, so budget 2023, $17,500, and the actual was $32,663. The variation is the transfer duties, that doubles. Interest, $10,000 in budget, $15,663 actual 2023. And other revenue, $1,000 in budget and $1,799 in actual. So the total revenue budget was $1,278,000 and the actual is $1,399,000. So there's a variation of $21,000, mainly because of the transfer duties. For your operating expenses, just remember, you see the three little stars. The budgeted operating expenses do not include amortization, okay? So for the general administration, in budget you have $230,670, and the actual was $322,645. So the variation is $8,000, but in amortization we have $5,000. For the public security, in budget, $165,641. In actual, $215,134. So it's a variation of $50,000, but $47,000 is in amortization. Transportation, $447,964 in budget. In actual, $492,075. It's a variation of $45,000, but we have $65,000 in amortization. So the difference is coming from the snow removal contract that is lowered of $20,000. Environmental hill, $106,287 in budget, $86,319 actual. It's a variation of $20,000, and in amortization we have $3,000. Urban planning and regional development, $48,012 in budget, and $46,253 in actual, variation pretty low. Recreational and cultural activities, $24,586 in budget, $27,646 in actual, so it's a variation of $9,000. We have variation of $3,000, we have $9,000 in amortization. And cost of financing, $15,000 in budget, $13,931 in actual 2023, a variation of $2,000. So the operating expense total, $1,138,160 in budget, and $1,204,003. It's a variation of $66,000. So the deficit, the surplus for the years, actual 2023, is $195,634. That's a surplus, the accounting surplus. We have to remove the investment grant including transfers. So we remove $297,994. So the deficit of the year before reconciliation is $102,360. After that, we have to do the reconciliation for fiscal purpose. So we had the amortization because it's not an expense. So $129,475. We have financial activities, the payment of the long-term debt. I know you never had a long-term debt, but you remember you bought a Ford Murphy truck 5 years ago. And in those 5 years, we recorded under, it was just a rent, just an expense, but at the year end, we decided to buy the truck. So we redressed the financial statement and recorded it as a capital asset. And we remove the expense because it's a reduction of the long-term debt and we only record interest and the amortization. So that's why you have a payment of the long-term debt of $16,214. After that, you have the appropriation, so the investing activities, $89,766. So that's all the capital asset you bought by the activité de fonctionnement, by the appropriation. You have your surplus appropriation, $105,702 that have been budgeted in 2023. And you have the surplus appropriation to reserve for election, the $2,000. So at the year end, the municipality finished with a surplus for the years of $29,837. On the next page, we have the statement of financial position. So we have the financial assets, the liabilities. So in you have no cash. You have a bank overdraft of $1,588. You have accounts receivable $735,119. That includes the taxpayer for $114,000. Gasic Quebec for $34,000. It includes three grants of road. The total is $227,000. You have the tech, federal and provincial, $228,000. You have taxes, GST QHC for $55,000. You also have the Brabham as receivable for $39,000. And you have limitation for $45,000. For the temporary loan, we have $218,460. So that includes the expense made for road and tech. That money is in the receivable. You also have the account payable and accrual for $31,444. The unearned revenue, $40,525. That includes a grant from L'Agence 91. That includes also a grant from the MRC Pontiac for the FRR Valet 44, $14,000, and the tax credit in invest. And you also have the capital asset, $2,011,554, and the other non-financial assets, so the prepaid expense for the insurance and license, $700,766. The next page is the accumulated surplus. So the accumulated surplus is, at the year end, you have an unappropriated operating surplus of $182,625. The municipality also has an appropriated operating surplus for the next years, $162,213, that have been used in 2024. Reserve fund for elections, $6,000. And investment in capital asset, $3,011,554, for a total of $3,362,390. You start the years as January 1st, 2023, with the opening balance of $315,001. We had the operating surplus of the year, the $29,837. You have the appropriation of the surplus years. The next year, $162,213, so that made your accumulated unappropriated surplus of $182,625. I know it's a lot of amount, but
can I attend to it?
That's the condensed financial statement in this part.
Any questions for Simon? All good?
Always good.
Yeah, okay.
It's fine.
Merci.
Clear as mud.
Okay. Just take 5 seconds, Ashley. I'll communicate tomorrow with you just to sign all the documents. I'll share on the CC platform.
Sounds good.
Good?
Yeah. Okay. Safe travels.
Yes, thanks. For sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Okay, good evening, Bonsoir. Hey. Good yes. evening. Okay, number 7C, network hub replacement quote. Simon, can you clarify?
Right. So when we had Jamie Brennan update all our stuff a while back, we didn't have this central hub installed. And this is the, we have one now through EPC. And he was able to use the old model that Jamie had left us. That has been, you know, puttering along for a while, but it's on its last legs. I've been getting error messages, issues with the power supply. It's a hardware issue, so we will need to replace it. And this is the, it acts as my computer, but it's the network hub for mine, Ashley's, and Mark's, and anything we put on our virtual hard drive, like the cloud. So we pay for a subscription service for the backing up of all of the municipal information, and that's done through this device. So it's kind of the brain of the office in that sense. And this includes his manpower, so it takes about a half a day to set it up, and the taxes on top. So it's pretty essential, because if this goes down, we won't lose the information. We just won't have access to it temporarily while the system is fixed. If we fix it now in advance of the problems he's foreseeing with the hardware, then we shouldn't have any dropped lag time. There shouldn't be any reason why we shouldn't have access to the drive. I just don't want it to go down, because if that happens, we won't have access to tax bill information. We won't have access to a ton of stuff that we store on in the cloud now.
So
what did
you
say?
Give us the cost.
Yeah, it's $2,155.78. The computer itself is $1,399. The labor is $476. And then the taxes on top are just over $250.
For a total of $2,155.
Yeah, $2,155.78 is the final total cost.
Mm-hmm. So I'll need a motion to, before we make that motion, do we need a motion to accept the financial statements here? No? Just the presentation? Okay.
I'll make that motion. We need that. Have
John?
Yep.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, number eight, elections. In the past, the election council had voted to offer to vote by correspondence to its ratepayers. Would council like to offer this service again for the upcoming election? Approximately 200 proxy forms are to be sent out. In 2021, there was 53 ratepayers non-domiciled on the list in 2021, and 20 ratepayers who voted by correspondence. And this year here, we would have, you said about 200? About 200. So,
yeah, anything that encourages people to vote should be done.
It's up to you guys, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, John, Jack, you want to go forward with the...
Yeah.
Lorna?
Yes. Okay, so you don't need a motion if you continue the way you've been doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay, municipal inspector. Number A, subdivision request. We have a request here. I believe Ashley can clarify that.
So I gave you all a sheet. This is Brent Robinson's property on, it says Shemanian, but it's ICO. He had subdivided years ago those two last little parcels you see on there that are not in red. He wants to subdivide those other six lots. They're all conform. They meet all requirements at the municipal level. So I just need council's approval before I can send it to the MRC.
Who's doing that?
This is Brent Robinson.
Brent, oh yeah.
Yeah. It's his property on ICO.
Yep.
I need somebody to make that motion. Rick? All in favor?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, Public Works snow removal tender.
Yeah, so I prepared your snow removal tender. It is for 3 years again, the same as you did it 3 years ago. The only thing I need to know this time around is if you want to include those spots you have Roy doing now or not. So it's either you want to leave them out or you want to include them.
So if Roy wasn't doing them and we had somebody working, we would be doing them.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
I'd say leave them out.
You just have to keep in mind if you leave them out, you will have to keep someone on next winter.
Or have Roy do it.
Well, Seamus had a good point about DI. You don't want to lay somebody off and hire someone to do the work.
Right. So what's that mean? What are you saying?
I can't remember why we left that out to begin with.
I think it's because the original contract, I believe, didn't include it. And then it was like, oh no, they didn't do all these things. Right. So then he had his own contract on the side to do those things.
Okay.
And then Calvin was here, so Calvin was doing it.
Right.
And then this year, just the way it happened. So this year, technically, Richard would have been doing it.
Right.
So there are spots that do need to be done.
May I make a comment there before you move on? I think when we started our original, if I can recall, we made it, but we pulled that out separately so somebody could tender on a small contract and those could tender on the larger contract. I think we had done something like that. And sometimes it's the same contractor who will bid on both, but this way here it gives a smaller guy a chance to bid, I guess.
The original deal was, when Fern was there, he got Kid to put in a false amount for year end, so it'd stay under 100,000. Remember?
Yes.
Milton came there and explained it. Yeah. And that's why, and then he put a big price, and everybody said, oh, he's charging too much for the, you know, the the dump in here and everything, but, and he tried to explain that. I was asked to do that, you know, to keep both under 100,000. So that's how it started.
Yeah.
At this point, he's way above anyway, so.
Yeah.
I think it should be all on the one contract, that we're not going to do it ourselves.
I did include a clause about plowing before the school bus in the contract.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And I did tell Milton about it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good for whoever, whether it be the contractor that we have now, or if we have another contractor, they should know that even if we are in June, it is important to plow before the school bus goes. So I think it's worthwhile having it in. They read the contract, they know what they're expected to do.
So, I mean, one of the things is we don't know what the situation is going to be next year for someone working through the winter. So if we hire another guy, then chances are we'll have somebody working through the winter.
Ideally.
So
there has been some things, like the ramp here coming down, like that has to be shoveled all winter. It's not shoveled right now.
That's a service we're supposed to be offering, and if somebody handicapped comes here and can't get in, we're just talking about that the other night with their guys.
Oh, yeah. And the garage, there's a pile of snow in front of the garage too.
And cleaning, like you can keep somebody on. You can keep them on at reduced hours. They don't have to be at 40.
In the contract, if we decide to keep someone on, could we have done reduce that? Reduced hours for the winter.
Mm-hmm. You're hiring somebody new as well.
Yeah, so we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
So say instead of 40 hours a week from April to November, it would be maybe 20 hours a week for December, January, February, March.
But that could include the snow plowing.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. The snow plowing, the cleaning, the transfer site.
Yeah.
We can break down how many hours it would take, roughly.
That makes sense.
I mean, snow plowing's a little trickier to know, but.
It depends on the year, because if you have a snowy year, then you're gonna need more than 20 hours a week.
You balance it out. That would be overtime then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if it turned out that we don't have a guy on full time, next year. Oh no. Yeah, I answered my own question.
So we do need somebody here working, not just 4 hours for the transfer site. Like we said, that ramp needs to be cleaned off. There is jobs that have to be done.
So,
we're sort of being overlooked now.
So why don't we
take it out?
Yeah, I think so.
I agree.
We'll just leave it at the roads you have there. And this is for 3 years.
Yep. Well, it's only fair to
do now.
So now I have to post it on the SEAO website, which is the public tender.
Right.
Then we get ours in, and I believe the opening date is right before your April meeting. The timing allows us, yeah. So I'm planning to try and get it right before your April meeting so I can present it in April.
But cleaning here and dumping that, keeping out of the other contract.
Keeping it out right now. Yeah. This is just your snowplow. Like for your big roads.
Yeah.
So I just took out those other little parts like here, transfer site, the K.
But you mentioned a while ago, like, we can't leave somebody off and say there's no work, and then hire, so
no.
Then what are we going to do if there's no home?
You'd hopefully keep somebody on enough to do that, at least.
And there's still cleaning that has to be done, like we said, that ramp.
Yeah.
If somebody comes in here, we do have an archive here, and we do have people, municipal workers that are here. So it looks, doesn't look very good when there's a foot of snow on it.
Yeah. No. Shouldn't let it get so high, it's going to be hard to shovel. If somebody comes along, we'll have to raise it.
Yeah, but there's no one here to shovel it.
What happens if workers say they don't want to work in the winter?
Pardon me?
What if they say they don't want to work?
That's the contract.
They don't have that option.
No.
They don't have?
No. You're hiring somebody.
Well, that's what I thought, but then last year it didn't sound like that.
Well, last year was just a particular situation.
Yeah. That was a particular situation.
Yeah.
No, but before, a lot of things, it didn't happen, you know. Like Calvin made it clear he didn't want to work. He told me himself too, I don't want to work this winter. Mm-hmm. And he worked the winter before, and then I thought everything went well. But that's what I was wondering. Like when we have a couple of employees, is that in the deal that if we need them, they have to work?
Yeah.
No, okay.
When we do the contract,
yeah,
it could be in the contract.
It's in Calvin's as well.
Yeah.
It's in Calvin's contract as well. He can or cannot be laid off. It's in his contract.
Yeah. Well, I thought
it could have made him work, but I think the situation was just.
It was a bad situation.
Yeah, last year.
No, I mean overall, yeah, but
like him and
we're
Richard.
Looking ahead. We're not looking back. Yeah. We're looking ahead, you know, and that's.
Him and Richard had decided together because Calvin did the winter before. He would do the next winter, and they kind of agreed together to do it like that. So.
So you're right, Jack. We should just move on.
Yeah, take it out. Keep it going. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'll get to see their contracts before you approve it anyway, so you can fine tune it.
So I'll need someone to approve the.
But look, just a second, bro. They were talking here about the other night, a meeting ago, about getting rid of Butler Line. It's not being plowed anyway. This winter,
it's not
being plowed.
We don't have Butler Line.
I thought we did that a couple of years ago. Remember, his wife was asked.
Yeah.
She said she didn't want it plowed anymore.
Yeah.
But the last meeting said, well, we should get rid of the Butler Line.
It's not on here.
It's not on there?
No.
No,
because it hasn't been plowed for 2 years. No. So I wondered why that was said, but we should get rid of it, but we already did.
Maybe you can read
it. It wasn't on the last one either.
No, I knew it wasn't.
You have Berrigan, Fort William, ICO, Hudson Bay, Meehan, Sarah, Sheen, Perro, Lighthouse, Downey's Bay, Tap, Mountain, Sullivan, Morris, Tripp, and Church. Comes to 43.3 kilometers.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make that motion.
And again, that's just to go to tender.
Yeah.
And then you can.
So Dick made the motion, all in favor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Trout Lake Road.
So it's just an update.
It's just a small update. But
after we had a meeting, me, Doris, Councillor Morris, with the MTMD to clarify whether it was a colonization road or not. During that meeting, they were very adamant it was not a colonization road. I kind of told you this last time. And they claimed we only owned a little tiny section at the top. They told us at the end of the meeting, they didn't understand why the MRNF didn't have the same information. They were very conflicted by that. And told us they would reach out to the MRNF to figure it out between them. So that was on January 24th. So I've been emailing them constantly, like, have you done any follow-up? Have we heard anything about it? They never answered me, so I decided I'll reach out to the MRNF to see, did the MTMD reach out to you to clarify. They were not happy to hear from me. She made it very clear that she's already explained this to us 5 times. It is in fact a colonization road according to her. I sent you the decree. We will not be changing our stance on that. They are planning now to reach out to the MTMD to come to a mutual position. Would hope she was going to get that to me for this meeting. She did not. So now I'm waiting to hear back from both. So that's where we're at.
So they're dealing with each other.
Yeah, dealing with each
basically.
Other. Yeah. Okay.
I did ask her to come and present the council. She replied, I will not debate this with council, and we will get back to you with our mutual position.
Who's she?
The director.
Mrs. Solomon, yeah. She is the director. It's the director, so. Not her team.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Waiting to hear back again.
Okay. That being said, we'll move on to number 11. That's all the information we have. Fire safety cover plan. Motion to adopt year one of the revised safety plan.
Yep, so you guys do this every year. It's the basic. I sent it to you in your emails. It's pretty straightforward.
I tried to read it. And I'll make the motion.
Okay, it's a little hard to read, yeah.
It's for the fire department reporting to the MRC and reporting to the.
Yeah, well, the MRC passed them on to them.
He explains that they go to schools and they explain fire safety in the schools and everything, but they, we had no fire calls in Chamber of 2024 so far. Only two false alarms. That they do offer to check your smoke alarm if you request it. And other than that, we passed. Everything is good on our end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you just have to adopt your one. Mm-hmm.
The only thing I asked on that is when we do have a fire or something happens, instead of waiting for the whole year and sending out the invoice, well, we don't remember or what happened or somebody wasn't there. So it'd be nice if there's one happens in June or April, send us out an invoice for that. So we know exactly what happened.
Right. And who has to do that?
Well, it's good for our budget. It's a little hard. We got the...
Who has to do it?
And we should get it from, we pay, Aliman Island has paid the administration fees there. So they do, they'd have to send us that because it's a little awkward for us to make a budget. If we just get this later, and like right now we weren't budgeted enough for this.
Right.
So anyway, that I'm sure it won't be a problem, but I think it'll be better and clearer, you know. Yeah.
Anyway, I'll make the motion.
Okay. So
we were that fire department. I was at Waltham a week and a half ago, and a couple of the members of the fire department came in there at Derek, and they were just talking, and they were called apparently up the Black River to somebody got stuck, a stranger, not a local person, was a skidoo. And a whole bunch of people went and they were just talking. They said, well, he's going to have to pay for all this. And said, we're not supposed to even go to for that. We're not equipped to
take out a snowmobile.
Well, if it's off-road, I think that's paid by the MRC.
Yeah.
Off-road is paid by the MRC.
I don't know. They said that he's going to have to pay for that himself. They were just talking. I just listened to that.
Oh, unless, depending on what the circumstances were.
It would come up at your meeting, I would imagine.
Probably, yeah.
But Doris, Ashley, if somebody broke down on the Trout Lake Road, which did happen a couple of weeks ago.
It's off-road.
And they're flying on the road, almost dead, who do you call?
911.
That's exactly what
you call 911. They'll figure it out.
A long time before they get there.
They're dispatched right away, the same as a fire or anything else.
And they have two, they have an east and a west for off-road. And I believe anybody that's up in the mountain also pays, but might be just on the TNO. There's a certain amount they pay on their taxes, and that's if they're needed a helicopter or something to fly in. So. And there's also little numbers, if you've ever driven around in the bush, where it identifies exactly pinpoints where the accident might be.
This wasn't a taxpayer, this was just a person skidooing.
It could, yeah.
So
Jack
they wouldn't be paying any taxes up there. But.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty scary though, you know.
Well, was he traveling alone?
Yeah.
That's a dangerous thing.
Big mistake, I know.
Yeah. Anyway.
You have to vote on that, Doris.
Pardon me?
You have to vote.
On
fire safety.
Yeah, well, Rick made the motion. I need everybody to.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes I get in a hurry. Intermunicipal cooperation. There was something was supposed to come into council from the market about sharing. Like we're supposed to get something from Jean. She had approached me, but just was just off the. Topic, just a topic we were discussing, but she is talking about booths that they have at the market. So she wanted to approach the councils to see if Pontiac West, like our councils, the three of us would share, three or four, maybe Waltham, would share a booth, which is around, I'm not sure the dollars. But anyway, we didn't receive the letter, so we did tend to give the information.
And what will we do with the booth?
Oh, well, I know last year the archives used it, and so did Canada Day used it. They were down there selling their t-shirts. The archives, I don't know if they have, it can be used for whatever, or could be, that's what we have to know. I just know it's a booth. I don't know a whole lot about it, and they were going to approach to sell it, but it would be, the Pontiac West would use it. So it could be different people down there at different times. Like I said, selling t-shirts, doing promotions, whatever.
So you pay for
it. Or it could be public information put out by the council, too.
It could be, yeah.
Because
yeah.
People...
people are always...
On the internet, they still complain. They don't hear nothing about what's going on.
That's
or not
right,
going on.
Yeah. But anyway, I can't tell you too much about it. We haven't had a meeting lately, but we were hoping to get her letter, but we didn't get it. So I'm sure it's going to come.
Okay?
Varia, archives. Councillor Brennan? Lorna?
Yes, Joanne and I were just wondering, can we ask a question to our lawyer?
Can you what?
Can we ask a question about the archives to our lawyer here, council lawyer?
Oh, to our council's lawyer, I guess depending, you're a private enterprise now, you're a non-profit, you're registered. It's a lawyer, not an accountant.
The lawyer that we have, just to ask a simple question.
Well, that would be up to council. Our lawyer charges so much an hour.
No, we have to.
Like he has a retainer.
Retainer.
We have a retainer, and then we pay so much. I don't think phone calls are, but it would be up. You know about that, Ash.
It depends what the question
is. It depends
yeah.
on what it is, how much research.
I mean, it's really something that you guys should deal with on your own and not be running through the municipality, because you know things like that aren't supposed to cost the municipality money or take up the time of municipal staff, and that clearly is. I mean, you must have. I mean, somebody must know a lawyer to ask a question about.
How can you say that? It's under the jurisdiction of the council.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even be in existence only for council. Anything they want to do, they have to ask council to do it.
But if the RA wanted to ask a question, would we go through the lawyers for the municipality? Absolutely not, right?
Mm. Well, the RA has nothing to do with the municipal building.
No.
No, well, the archives have. They're in the municipal building.
But they're not part of the municipality.
No.
They're under their jurisdiction. Wouldn't even start it only for the municipality. So come on. I don't even know what the question they're talking about or anything, but it could be something simple to say yes or no. I don't know.
It's very simple because I don't remember myself.
It's using the insurance, you know, municipal insurance, which I don't believe should be done for something like that, or you know, using the municipality's lawyer. I don't think it should be done.
May I suggest that the archives meet with the DG to figure out what the question is, and then
maybe it's something simple.
Well, we know what the question is, but I'm just not saying it tonight because
it'll still be up to you guys to decide if you want.
Okay. I think we're opening up a real kettle of fish by doing that, because in any group that's out there within the municipality could be asking council for the same thing.
Dick, they're not involved the same way. They're not directly involved.
Turn everything down. That's progress.
Under the municipality's jurisdiction. There really isn't.
A question. Yes, no.
Well, tell us what the question is, and then we'll see if we want it or not.
I don't know what the question is either.
Joanne and I said we'll discuss it after, but...
Okay, then discuss it last night.
Yeah, just a simple question.
But it's no matter what the question is, it's the idea is still the same.
Right.
If somebody from from the walking trail wants to ask something of,
what are the lawyers for if you have a retaining fee? Yeah.
But it's not for individual organizations like the archives to be using it.
You're saying that.
I'm saying that.
We're asking, maybe it is. Like it's under their jurisdiction, I think. We're paying a $3,000 retainer. If we don't use them at all this year, it might cost $100 to answer their question. You'd rather just let that, you know, go and not go and answer a question. To me, it doesn't make sense. But anyway, I like what Aaron said there to apply that, you know, the idea there.
The question really is
present
important.
The question and the council
present
and then
the question,
see
yeah.
what
because it might
know,
require them to do research
open,
and that
not just our but not every organization. There's no other organizations in here directly.
But we gotta remember that it's a private enterprise in here. They have they're a nonprofit with their own registered number doc.
Yeah, but it's not private. It's not private.
I think it came
Kathy
over to something about taxes yeah. or something. Do you have to do this?
You know, it's but
anyway, that's fine.
But you're probably it's an accountant you need. You should be you have to get your books balanced. I don't know, you have a very small year. Will you go in your half a year and finish it up December 31st next year? That's questions you should find out from an accountant, whoever's going to do your books.
We have a secretary.
Yeah, well, that's what she would probably advise you on that then. Yeah.
Well,
anyway, I'm not a lawyer and I'm not an
that's
accountant.
That's why we just asked that.
But,
no big deal.
Okay, so that's everybody is, that's it, that's all. Okay, do we have any correspondence here, number 14? Okay, number 15 in camera, the road attendant position. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.